The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Man's Best Friend. I have taken now three of my dogs to Man's Best Friend, and they all had their different problems when I took them there. And the great thing about Man's Best Friend, you can customize the program. So basically, you sit down with one of the trainers, you tell them what behaviors you want to work on. Man's Best Friend knocks those out. Jumping on the furniture, chewing, barking, whatever it is, Man's Best Friend can cover it. And right now, you guys, just for our fine listeners, Man's Best Friend going to take good care of you. 30% off just by mentioning that you listen to this show. 30% off all training. Happy pets make happy households, guys. Check out Man's Best Friend and help your dog become a better part of the family. For more info, log on to mansbestfriend.com and make sure you mention that 30% off just by listening to our show. That's mansbestfriend.com.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
They barely missed the playoffs last year, clowns. Colin McHugh is your third starter, a guy whose ERA was over four. The back end of the pitching is a concern, and you're counting on one of those guys being better than they have been their entire career. If Keuchel doesn't bounce back, and if McCullers can't stay healthy, who's your number one starter?
Keuchel, even if he's what he was last year, he's your number one starter. Everyone's saying, like, everyone's going to hit at the level they did last year, and I don't know if that's true. The NFL is in renegotiation talks with Goodell. Under Goodell, league revenue has doubled from $7 billion to $14 billion.
I guess all the things that have hit them have been since the last TV deal. I think the next TV deal is going to be a real key here. If you keep having these black eyes to the league. The Deflategate thing, it was shamefully overblown. Should have never been the story it was. From a financial standpoint, and that's all that really matters to owners, is are we making money? But from a PR standpoint, he's been a nightmare.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, or half hour number three. I hope people will tell us whether or not we were just hearing that here or whether it sounded like we were talking in a toilet everywhere.
Yeah, John, just check. Make sure our connection sounds all right. If not, Okay.
It's just here then. Okay. No, thanks. Please. 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776 here on opening night of baseball. We've talked a lot of baseball. We've talked a lot about the NCAA championship game. We've hit on a few other topics as well. I need to give something away to the people. A curious world of disbelief is coming to Houston. Win two tickets to see Curios by Cirque du Soleil for opening night this Thursday, April 6th at 8 p.m. Don't miss the most acclaimed Big Top show. The show will run April 6th to May 21st under the Big Top at Sam Houston Race Park. Tickets start at $35. Log on to CirqueDuSoleil.com and get yours today.
Fred, I found something that you might be, greatly interested in.
Thank you very much.
Caller 20.
Have you heard of Harmony, the doll?
No, I've heard of eHarmony.
Well, this is a little different, Fred.
Oh, okay.
This is something.
But I'm married and I can't get on there.
This is Harmony, the sex doll.
Okay.
I think you're going to be interested in this.
All right.
She talks in a Scottish accent.
Okay, that's not hot.
Can be programmed with 18 different personality traits, including shy and sexual.
Okay, so that's pretty much. Well, if it's going to be any woman I know, it's got to be bat bleep crazy.
She comes with a persistent memory, allowing her to build up relationship with her owners and remember facts about them.
Okay, I don't want a relationship with my sex doll, okay? I think that's the thing. That's the same thing with this robot. That's why I'm out on this stuff. That's not why I want them. I don't want them for a relationship. Sorry, go ahead.
You don't want them to, like, worship you as some sort of a god, a living god?
Isn't that what a sex doll does by nature?
Yeah.
I don't need her to tell me.
Well, Well, fine. Maybe you won't be interested.
Right, well, I've turned on this. You know, I've pulled a 180 on this.
Okay, you're out on it now.
Well, because of that one sex robot where you had to romance her.
Ah.
That took me out of the equation on sex robots. So, anyway, continue.
Well, I was okay. Before you say anything else, here's the doll.
Okay, that.
Now you're interested.
Now
aren't
I'm interested.
You?
Yes, because
yeah, now you're interested.
Red hair too.
She's a good-looking doll, and you can customize.
She is a doll.
You can customize the hair, the face, even the lady lands. What do you think something like that would cost you?
That looks like about a $5,000 piece of work.
Prices start from $5,800 and can go as high as $12,000.
I don't know what it says about me that I kind of guessed the price, but.
The price is right. Drew Carey would tell you to come on down.
Yeah, yeah. Closest without going over.
Yep.
Yeah. So I went under, barely. But no, I mean, if it's that intricate, it's probably, you know, it's got, I can't see $12,000 for that. Well, there is that. But actually, if I bought one, I would be getting divorced, so I'd be paying for both. So therefore, yeah, not so much. Is that it?
That's it.
She's pretty cute. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And we have to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Most of our lives is in our iPhones. I couldn't live without mine. Pretty sure you couldn't live without yours.
Tough.
And, you know, this kind of dovetails off of your sex doll because I'm sure if you got one, you'd probably be, you know, somewhat addicted. But it could come back and bite you.
Okay.
And not in a good way. Well, a Huntsville, Alabama man was charging his phone next to his bed as he slept. And when he woke up, there was smoke billowing from his extension cord. With a numbing sensation throughout his body and burn marks on his neck and hands.
Oh, boy.
His dog tag necklace reportedly slipped between his phone charger and an extension cord, making contact with the exposed prongs and sending roughly 110 volts of electricity through his body, jolting him off his bed to the floor. 32-year-old man named Wiley Day was treated for second. That sounds like a NASCAR driver, doesn't it?
Kind of does.
Coming around the corner, there's Wiley Day is going to take the lead here at Talladega. But Wiley Day was treated for second and third degree burns on his neck and hands, and doctors told him he's lucky to be alive, as 100 volts are typically a death sentence.
Oh!
Yeah. So just let this be a lesson to you.
Dude was soft, in my opinion.
What? Taking a 110 volts?
110 volts, and then he fell off the bed. I would have got up and beat that electricity's ass.
He said the jolt he felt was the eeriest, darkest, most demonic thing you could ever experience. Well, I can't say that because I think an actual demon would be the most demonic thing you could ever experience.
Or marriage.
Yeah, well, definitely marriage, especially 3.5 times. But he says, I don't have enough adjectives to describe it. Wiley, you should go get some more adjectives because that's not a very good description.
Let's just go with gnarly.
Yeah.
That's a good
one. That sucked, dude.
That was crappy.
All we are is dust in the wind, dude.
Bro.
He said, Thursday morning is probably the scariest morning I've ever been through in my life. Well, not if you woke up next to some of the things I've woken up next to during my days. But, yeah, so your iPhone charger can kill you if you're not careful.
Now you know. If you don't know, now you know.
110 volts for Wiley Day.
Wiley.
Yeah, Wiley, he's a hell of a driver. He really is. I think it's shocking that he hadn't won a NASCAR race.
I see what you did.
Okay.
I see what you did.
That was awful. Shame bell for me. All right.
Boom.
That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
That really was an electric move on that third turn he made.
There you go.
I think he gave his team a real spark. Okay, that's it.
You're in rare form today.
No, I'm not in any form. I'm embarrassed by the form I'm in.
Giving a real spark to the show.
Drew Devil Sports. Oh, well done. Well done. All right. Drew Devil Sports said, it's about TV. It's like, I don't like your sports anchor's joke just now, so I demand you fire him. I guess you could do that, right? People do that to us all the time. They'll send emails.
Like, all the time. Yeah. Our bosses get emails.
Yeah, that's what. And just scroll down. Lamont said, talk radio deals with situations similar to golf. Pissy fans contacting your bosses a bit.
Yep.
Yeah, well, and the reality is, the difference is, you don't get anywhere with that.
Right.
It doesn't change anything. He truly is a lightning rod for criticism.
Okay.
All right, I think that's all of them now, right? There's not a ton of electricity things that you can do. But, yeah, so we went from sex doll to a guy almost getting electrocuted by his iPhone.
Yeah, that's about it.
That, of all the ways to die, I mean, I think iPhone electrocution, I guess there's worse ways to go.
I can think of some. I mean, it might be worse to survive an iPhone electrocution.
Well, yeah, like being struck by lightning.
Yeah. Like, who wants to survive? Or, like, if you, like, when guys jump from, like, the fifth story and then they live.
Yeah.
And they're all mangled.
Ooh, yeah.
It's like, dude, you even suck at suicide? Like, that's the worst way to live. That's horrible.
Yeah, because now you've even failed at that.
Yeah.
And made your situation worse. I'm kind of with you on that, man. I don't know. I think, but this was an accident. This wasn't an attempted suicide.
Sure.
Oh, I don't know how your dog tags fall off your neck while you're sleeping.
That's what I'm saying. I wore them for a long time. They never fell off.
Yeah, Jeff said he had a Clark Griswold moment.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. We are closing in on 6:30, which is when we are going to shut it down for coverage of the NCAA basketball championship, and you'll have lots of options tonight with that. And well, that's not the option I was talking about, John, but that's okay. But that's a very good option, and if you need windows, that's the best option.
Yeah, Window World's easily the best option. You know why, Fred? Because people like saving money. And right now, if you've got old, crummy aluminum or wooden windows, you're not saving money. You're wasting money. And that's dumb. That's the opposite. Don't be the opposite. Window World has become the country's number one window company because they offer a lifetime warranty, which includes glass breakage. So if you've got a stupid kid who sends a rock through your window mowing the lawn because he's not paying attention, no big deal. They'll come out and they'll fix it for free because that's what lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage means. It's a higher quality product, and it's a low price because it starts at just $189. The first step to reducing your energy bills, easy. Call Window World of Houston. Schedule your free written estimate. No hassle, no high pressure. It's a free estimate, guys. You got nothing to lose. 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172. Window World, simply the best for less.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's Place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz for one final segment here as we lead you into the NCAA championship game. And, you know, when I said that probably does it for the puns, no. The Blitzers have a bunch more.
Of course.
Longhorn Dimitri, the show has a lot of energy for a Monday.
There you go. Doesn't Joel Blank ask for, like, energy jokes in a commercial?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard it.
Okay.
So you could say the dude was enlightened on how to properly charge his iPhone.
There you go.
And Black Spotted Zebra, he was dishonorably discharged. Okay. A32, is he related to J.J. Watt?
That's bad.
That is awful. Awful. Okay. Enough of that. All right, your final predictions tonight, sir. How do you see this game going?
I'm going to go 77-68 Carolina. Almost double digits, not quite.
I was going to say like 74-68, so in the same ballpark. Yeah. I think North Carolina, yeah, I think it's close for a half. North Carolina pulls away a little bit. Gonzaga makes a little run to make it closer, but in the end, I think North Carolina wins. I feel really good about giving up the 1 point, and I think this spread should be 4 or 5. I really do. And so we'll see how it plays out, but going to be on North Carolina. But if Gonzaga is going to win, who's the one player who gets them over the top, or what will it take besides that? Is it more on if just North Carolina doesn't play well?
Well, I mean, if Carolina misses shots, I mean, that's going to be problematic for them. But I really don't know. I mean, I don't see a way to victory for Gonzaga. And I've been wrong about them a lot this tournament. So it wouldn't shock me if I'm wrong again. But I don't feel like Karnofsky is going to be a big factor. I don't think that this game is right for him. I don't know. I really – I guess the one thing I could see, and Joel Berry for North Carolina is banged up. And if he's the guy who's got to cover Williams-Goss, maybe there's trouble. But I feel like they'll change something around so he doesn't have to cover – Williams-Goss for that reason. So I really think that, I mean, that's the only thing I can see happening is Nigel Williams-Goss just goes off. And but I really think that Carolina's got the guys to adjust, and if he really starts to get out of control, they'll put Jackson on him, and they'll sacrifice a little on the offensive end to have Jackson cover him. And whether it was Monk or whoever else he's covered in this tournament, Jackson will take away their best guy. I just don't know that they want to start the game with him on Williams-Goss, because they probably want to save him for the offensive end.
And I know it's a premium job, and he's had premium jobs his entire career, but win or lose, I know he's had some disappointments, but Roy Williams to get another team this far, that's pretty amazing.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's one of the best.
I mean, and I know it just seems like year in, year out, they're always good. They never really rebuild. And I know...
Well, I mean, that's also... sort of more, you could argue that's more of a North Carolina thing than a Roy Williams thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, North Carolina basketball is just a juggernaut. It's one of those programs, and there's a handful of them. I mean, Kentucky, Duke, although Duke is more clearly
that's
tied to
yeah.
Mike Krzyzewski. But you see Kentucky, you see Duke, you see North Carolina, you see Arizona. They go through different coaches, and
they're still good.
They're still good.
Indiana, not so much right now.
Indiana, not so much.
And UCLA, I think, has had...
They've had ups and downs.
Yeah, yeah. But but I mean, Roy Williams was good at Kansas, too. It's not like not like this is just the program itself. I mean, the guy was a pretty good coach there. But I think he's really turned into a fantastic tournament coach, because there were some of those teams he had that just there's no way they should have lost as early as they did, especially early in his career.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to look back, and if not for Krzyzewski, we'd be talking about him being the best of this era, I think.
Probably so.
All right. So,
although Izzo makes an argument as well.
Yeah, he does, but I think in the end, Williams is going to have more titles.
Yeah.
And Izzo's had some down years here and there, including this year. But, I mean, they're not bad years. They're just not – I don't know. I guess I'd have to look it up, what the worst year North Carolina's had. Do you even remember them
ever
being in danger of missing the tournament?
No, not really. I mean, I'm sure they have at some point,
yeah.
But they're pretty consistent.
And Yeah, like I said, I think Williams has done a really good job there. Okay, and so my Leafs are up 2-0 already. This is an important game in the playoff race. So
is it, though?
It is. It is. They're fighting for a playoff spot. So it's all I have left to root for because
Did your fantasy hockey team lose?
I lost in the championship game.
Oh, no.
After dominating all season long.
For shame.
And putting up 230 points last week, I lost. So congratulations to Kane's House of Pain who beat me.
I think that might be the team who beat me, too.
Yeah, well, shame on you for not beating
it. I lose to a lot of people, though. So
2009, 2010, they were 20-17 and did not make the tournament.
Okay, well, there you go.
And you have to go back to 2002/3 when Matt Doherty was the coach.
Before that.
Right. So they've missed the tournament once under Roy Williams.
Okay.
Pretty amazing. All right, that's going to wrap it up out here from Nick's Place. You can still come out here and enjoy the game tonight, enjoy the great food, the cool people, the great atmosphere.
And all the TVs and all the games.
All the TVs that have everything you could possibly want. You're going to be set. Just come out here and watch it. All right, Jong Lee, good job back in studio. Ninja stayed awake for 3 hours, so good for him. Good job by AJ today. That's okay. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.